the bar. Lights dimly glow. It's good that way, 'cause heartaches don't show.
Are you ready for my big news?
Why are you removing your glasses?
So you my news.
No.
It's big news.
Your pupils look the wrong size with your glasses off.
Put them back on?
Never take them off, Boo.
Well, can I tell you my news?
No, can I tell you my news? Derek's ringing that bell in 2 minutes and we need these glasses filled.
You don't want to hear my news.
I want to hear your news, Boozif. Believe me. I just want to have a pint in my hand for it. If it's so good, I'll want to clink your glass and say good man, won't I?
Yeah, no, I get that.
If you're sat there telling me you're getting married or something, I don't want to be clinking an empty pint glass against my own nashes. That's all.
Yeah, no, good point.
Oh, well, go on then, what is it? Quickly, then I'll get us two more pints.
Yeah, get them in.
Well, what's the news?
Well, I'll tell you when you've got them in. Go on.
Don't tell me you're getting married. Oh, Jesus wept. You're getting married.
I haven't put the question yet.
Dopey old sod's getting married.
Oh, keep it down. I ain't told anyone
yet. He's proposing to Bob. He's getting bloody married. Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
Well, run up now. Look, Derek will serve you.
Derek will laugh in my face, Boo.
Damn it, we really blew it, huh?
Disappointed!
Good news about me and Bob, though, huh? Doing it tomorrow morning.
What have you done, man? What have you done? I should have a pint in my hand. We should have champagne.
I know.
Do you? This is a worst-case scenario. I've got my best friend telling me his amazing news, and I'm absolutely furious.
Well, maybe once I stop telling you how I'm going to do it, you'll forget you haven't got a pint.
I will never, never forget I don't have a pint, man. Never. Heavens to Betsy, what have you done?
You're getting agitator.
Of course I'm getting agitator.
How am I telling you how I'm proposing if you're agitator?
You're not telling me because I don't have a drink, not because I'm agitator.
Tomorrow morning. I'm a bag of nerves over it. If I'm honest, I...
We need solutions. That's what.
I mean, I've got my bus drink.
Pardon me?
My bus drink.
What the hell? What bus drink?
Guinness.
Don't put it on the table like that. We'll be slung out.
We don't have drinks.
So we look for solutions.
Can I just say... one thing about how I'm going to do it.
No.
You know Barb likes penguins.
Not now, Boo.
She...
let me think. And what the hell's a bus drink?
Well, I'll have one on my way home.
Guinness?
All right for you. You're just round the corner. Half hour bus ride for me.
It's pitiful. Bloody bus drink.
Come on. Let's leg it. We can wander up the bus stop, share my Guinness, and then I can tell you how I'm going to propose. Simple.
It's raining, Boo.
Well, what then?
You should have bought me a pint and some snacks and done this at 8:30.
Hiya, you're right.
What? What the hell's that?
I'm just saying hi.
Yeah, who to? What have you seen?
Clancy.
Wait a second. You know that girl at the bar?
Yeah, it's my niece.
Girl in the cap?
Yeah, beret, but yeah.
Wait a second. She's being served.
Bro,
that girl's being served. She got in there before the bell. Look, man, she's pointing at bottles. We are
no,
in.
No, leave it.
Phone. Give me your phone. Phone.
You're not
phone.
Ringing her.
Clancy, is it? Clancy?
No.
Unlock.
This is madness. You can't use her.
I'm not using her. I'm looking for a solution, and we have found one.
We missed our moment. Move on!
It's bloody Clancy, the Trojan horse. Let's have a look.
Here. If we're doing it, I'm doing it.
Hello, Clancy. Clance, how are you? Yes, I'm the chap sat with... I'm waving at you. Yes, hello. Wave at her, man. Make it okay. Smile.
Yeah.
So we buggered it up, is the thing, and missed the portcullis coming down, last orders-wise. So we were wondering, dear old Clance... Yes, exactly. Clancy gets it, you see. Clance is on board. So that would be, if I may, Clance, just 2 pints of rat catcher, please, doll, and... you know what? Get us 2 champagnes. No, that would be in addition to the beer. My pal is getting engaged.
No, I've not told anyone. What are you doing?
No, that's it, I think. Thank you, Clance. Now, how are we going to do this? Is it a case of you text your bank details to old Boo, then I slam the ham into your account? Love it. Fantastiche. I know, what a system. Gotta love a system.
Get crisps.
Oh, and kettle chips, please, Clance. Ready salted there, Rob.
No, yellow ones.
Thank you, Clance. And get a wiggle on, will you? I'm dying of thirst over here. Only joking. All right, then. Tatty bye. Bye.
You finished?
Top girl. Order in. What?
Phoning up my niece and treating her like a drugs mule.
Why do you call her your niece?
Because she's my niece.
The girl's... I mean, she's in her 20s, that girl.
Yeah.
So how's she your niece?
She's my niece. My brother.
No, she ain't.
I must have told you. I've got
a
brother.
I think I'd remember if you had an old niece.
My brother's 16 years older than me.
Don't blind me with science. Honestly, Boozif. Ooh, the old bank details. Here we go, here we go.
This is insanity.
Always pay quick, me. She'll have this before she's tapped, I promise. Solutions, solutions. I'm always finding solutions.
Why do you order pints and champagne?
I've got a niece, Boo. She's 9.
Yeah, well, that's
the right age for a niece.
Not if your sister-in-law...
This girl should be in Ripley's, believe it or not.
Just send her the dough.
I always pay quick. I'll grant myself that. Done. Oh, yes, please. What a system.
Yeah, solid app, that.
What? Not the app? No, I'm talking about nieces at the bar. That's the way forward.
Yeah, we've ordered too much. I ain't drinking bubbly and a pint.
I'm not phoning her back.
I've got half a pint left here.
Still waiting for the bad news.
15 minutes to drink a pint and a half of mild and a glass of champagne.
Nightmare.
I'm going to call her back.
Leave her be. Leave her be, Boo. I promise. Look, she's on fire up there.
I'm going to switch the kettle crisps too.
Kettle chips. Bugger me. Give me your phone then. Give me your phone. What flavour?
The yellow one.
That's not a flavour.
I remember liking them ones, that's all.
I'm not phoning your niece asking for the yellow one. Believe me, I'll need a flavour.
Well, I don't know, mustard, is it?
Am I saying mustard?
Just say yellow.
Egg?
They're not going to be egg crisps, are they?
Custard?
Let's stick with what we got, huh?
Ah, Clance! Clance doll! Hello? Can we make it 1.5 pints? Yes, rather than the original 2.
I don't need any beer.
And your, well, uncle, amazingly, wants the yellow kettle chips. If you say so. Okay, bye then. Bye, Clance. Cheesy clucks.
Makes sense. Love cheese.
Staring us in the face.
Do you want to know how I'm going to propose then?
Well, let's wait for the drinks.
Oh, right.
As per the original plan. Do, do, do. Do, do, do. You know how I'd propose?
To Bob?
Yeah, sure.
I thought we were waiting for the drinks.
For you to tell me how you're proposing, yes, we are.
Oh, right, but you can tell me how you would propose to her. Right, gotcha.
Yes, while we wait for the drinks.
She's paying up, look.
The ancient niece. Like clockwork.
Well, how would you do it, then?
I'd use shock and awe.
What the hell does that mean?
It means I'd use shock and awe. I'd swing in.
What do you mean you'd swing in?
Oh, don't tell me you're getting your Neil on.
Well, apparently I'm not allowed to tell you till we've got our drinks and kettle crisps.
Chips. Chips. I've got a harness I used to use when I worked on the ships.
What ships?
Strap myself into my harness, tighten it all up nicely around my balls, then winch myself up above the front door.
I'm trying to marry her, not give her a heart attack.
Then, at the appointed hour, swing down, sweep her off her feet, and fly back up onto the roof.
What is this, a bungee rope?
Uncurl the appropriate finger, shove the offending ring on.
Right. Well, mine's different than that.
Yeah, I bet. Soppy bit of Coldplay, is it? Down on one knee. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, 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 no.
What?
No, look.
Why's she gone over there?
No, call her.
What? Well, not while she's holding the tray.
Call her, man. That's our drink.
Well, she's probably doing a drop-off.
I bloody hope so. Yeah. Interesting drop-off.
She sat down.
This is what she does then, is it? Hmm? This how your niece goes about things?
Why she sat down?
Clinking glasses, they're done.
I'll call them.
Who is that lot? Your nephews?
No, she's... Well, they must be friends.
Yeah, I'm guessing. That girl's just nicked a pint and a half of beer and 2 glasses of champers for them. Well, this is a joke.
And the kettles.
Less worried about the kettles. Man, she's a schemer. The niece is a schemer!
She's maybe having a rest.
Yeah, rehydrating on our booze. Schemer! We've been schemed.
No, don't call her. Honestly, don't sound off with my niece.
I'm not falling for her schemes, Boo.
We can drink the bus drink.
Never, never. Ah! Come on, come on, come on, pick up. Pick up, man. No, come on. That's the thing with schemes. You can never get through to anyone. It takes your money, then poof, puff of smoke. No one to call.
Well, let's put it down to experience.
No, I'm going over.
Please don't. Don't go over.
Why, niece nicked our drinks. Right.
Please stop shaking up the bus drink.
Spray the lot of them.
How am I telling you how I'm proposing if you've blasted them with my Guinness?
You're this girl's uncle. Get her dad down.
I'm not getting her dad down.
Then I bust open the stout on him.
I'm splitting what's left of my pint. Look, here's 200 ml of ale in your glass, see? Now, forget about Clancy. Let me tell you how I'm proposing.
Forget about Clancy? Nah, that ain't happening.
Well, what then? Get off my phone.
I say we tell Derek what's happened. Set up a kangaroo court.
Good luck explaining that to my brother.
Not picking up. She's a scammer, bro. She needs to be tried for it.
Stop trying to call her.
There is not a court in the land is going to take your damn niece's side, I swear.
Yeah, a bit of a weird one. Clancy's been found guilty of theft in the boozer and is serving 6 weeks in the beer cellar.
6 weeks? Pfft. Shit hot lawyer if she's only getting 6 weeks. Listen to a man. Hey!
No, no, no.
Aha. Now you listen here, Clancy, and listen good. This isn't cool, what's happening here. I don't care if you've miscounted. I don't particularly care what the dynamics of your table are. I am interested, shall we say, in the fact that I've just been scammed out of 32 bloody quid and have a face covered in egg. Who's that in the background?
Get the crisps, at least.
Let me speak to your supervisor. Let me speak to your supervisor, Clancy.
The crisps, man.
No, I'm not putting your uncle on, no.
Crisps.
You open the kettle chips yet?
Actually.
Your own uncle's getting married and you're still bubbly from him in front of his nose. Think about it, Clancy. Think about it. Some niece.
Stop telling people I'm getting married, can't you?
Is that Clancy?
Bloody hell.
What?
Aunt Mike congratulating me on the engagement.
What the? Aunt Mike? Aunt Mike?
Cat's out the bag. What have you done?
Payment.
She's come to her senses.
29 quid.
Supposed to be 32, no? Kettle chips.
Crisps.
Well, that's something at least.
Oh, thank you! Thank you, Clancy!
I need to be at London Zoo at 9 a.m.
Oh, my God. What is it, secreting an engagement ring into an elephant's nose?
Thought I wasn't allowed to talk about it without drinks.
Go on in.
Well
don't take your glasses off, Boo, honestly.
Sorry, I've got in touch on Facebook with someone who works with the Penguins.
Yes, all right, Derek, we're out. Go on.
Oh, no, don't phone her again.
Oh, come on then, let's get you home. Ah, now then. Yes, hello, Clancy. No, you listen to me, Clancy. You have reduced your uncle to little more than a hobo, telling me about the most important moment of his life while sipping stout in the drizzle.
She doesn't need to know this.
No. No, I mean, she doesn't know it. She hung up.
Bye, Uncle Boo.
Cheerio, Clancy.
Cheerio, Clancy. So friendly with her.
Yeah, she's my niece.
Yeah, I know. That's why we're in this mess.
Smoky the bar, lights dimly glow.